The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are doing another review of the rounds that was in the Industry Pickup League. Talking to Kingy, we're going to break down all the action over there and how our results went. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Back out to Allen. History Twitter. Bang! Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable! Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination, it's the journey.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And like we said at the top of the show, guys, we are reviewing another week that was in the Industry Pickup League. We are getting close to the end of the season with, actually, just after this week, just two more weeks to go. We've got one longer week and then a normal week before the fantasy playoffs begin in that league. Let's bring in Adam King, the legend that he is, and talk about the Industry Pickup League. Adam, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I don't really want to talk about it, but here we are.
Here we are indeed. Well, mate, after us both riding the highs last week, we've come back with our tail between our legs a little bit this week, as people watching on YouTube can see. Both having a loss, unfortunately, which we were just talking about it before we hit record. Unfortunately, it's going to take a bit of a miracle now for you to scrape into the playoffs. But talk us through, I guess, briefly, just before we get stuck into it, your week and what all went down.
Yeah, so I was up against Noah, who's, I think, a spot above me in the standing. So was really hoping that I could get a win and then sort of have a two-game swing if I could win 5-4. And, didn't turn out that way. Yesterday, so obviously there were only two games today, so
yeah,
not much, like nothing was really going to change. So heading into yesterday, I was down 5-4, and I was behind by, I think it was about seven or eight turnovers. Yeah. So that was the swing category. I wasn't going to catch him in steals. So I basically benched all of my team almost. And I tried to do it sneakily so that he wouldn't log in and sort of just see that my roster was empty, but he caught wind of it because I had to bench a bunch of guys sort of through the middle of the games. So he caught wind of it and benched about three or four of his guys in the last couple of games. And he ended up getting me by one turnover. It ended up three turnovers, but that's because I played all my guys today and tried to catch him in steals,
yes,
that didn't work. But it was yeah, if he hadn't done that, if he hadn't seen my roster and seen that I'd benched all those players, I would have won, because I would have won by about three turnovers. And as I put up on Twitter yesterday, I played Andre Drummond. I thought, yeah, look, he's fairly safe. He's not going to get turnovers. He'll hold my field goal percentage. He'll just get me some rebounds and a couple of assists. And he had two turnovers in the first 2 minutes before he had any other stats.
Yeah.
So that was fantastic. And that ended up costing me the week. So, yeah, that's, Noah Rubin, you're dead to me if you're listening.
Yeah, we don't like Noah Rubin on this show anymore. No. But, yeah, no, rough game. I always love those mind games of, you know, like waiting to the last minute, you know, trying to push it that time and then benching your players quickly. And some people don't like it. Some people think that it's not in good taste. But I say fair game. Like, it's part of the game and it's a strategy that we can employ. So yeah. Noah's obviously switched on.
Even he messaged me and said, what a crafty strategy. Like he was aware that I was doing it and he wasn't annoyed. Then he obviously did the same thing. My wife was a bit confused. we were in the middle of the grocery shopping and I had to keep stopping at certain times to bench players.
Did you have alarms set on your phone?
What are you doing? What's your phone? And so that was, so it didn't turn out the way I had hoped. And then you also,
I dropped
suffered
the ball. I dropped the ball because I was, when we talked last week, obviously on your channel, that we were, you know, we were trying to work together to get you into the playoffs because one of the players between you and that sixth seed is Microtron and Watch the Boxes. And unfortunately, that's two times in a row this season that I've gone down to him. I think last time it might have been a 3-6 loss as well, at least a 4-5. But so I haven't won against him. So he seems to be my nemesis or my bogey team that I can't, for whatever reason, get ahead of him. This week, look, I kind of conceded it the last few days. I thought about trying to chase. I was fairly close when it came to blocks. Going to that last day, I was down two blocks. My field goal percentage was down and the points were actually pretty close as well. So I thought about streaming in, but again, like you said, there was only those two games on. There weren't really very many good options. And again, I'm pretty locked into the playoff picture. So for me to get that W and drop someone that I may regret dropping, to me, just didn't really seem worth it. So I sort of just conceded in those last couple of days that I was just going to let this one go. I didn't reach the max game limit. I only played 38 players and Mike played 39. Had a few injuries during the week, which prevented me to get there, which I guess if we look over at my team now, we can sort of have a look at. Again, maybe I'm jinxing myself, but after a run of healthy players, run into a bit of issues this week with Derek Lively obviously not playing a single game, Capella not playing a single game this week either, missed games from Caruso, Scoot Henderson, who else missed time? I'm pretty sure someone else did. Oh, Vince Williams has been missing time in and out, so couple of things not going my way there, and in particular, my blocks have been suffering a lot, which has been something that should be a strength of mine, but with the injuries and some players out, and I guess just the volatility that is that category, some weeks I'll have 40 blocks, some weeks I'll struggle to get to 25, so it is becoming a bit of an issue in my team. I'm a bit annoyed about the trade deadline that went down and that Gafford trade to Dallas, which will affect Lively. But I'm holding on to him for now just to see how it all plays out. But it is a trend that I'm not enjoying with me losing blocks the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you've got because I obviously traded you Lopez a little while ago now. And look, I mean, he's solid. I just pulled up his game log there, but he's had 3-2-2-2-0-2-1 blocks. So that's fine, but you sort of expect Lopez to throw in a five block game there somewhere. And he's just not doing that. He's just consistently around that two, which is elite, but obviously not having Capella and Lively.
Yeah.
That's sort of two to three blocks as well.
He had five blocks for me this week. You know, Giannis only had one block for me. I got zero blocks out of a Suggs, who normally chips in there as well. Mobley gave me four. It's just a few guys that are not chipping in where they otherwise normally would. You know, I would have been much further away had I not had eight blocks from Caruso this week. So, yeah, it's a troubling part of my game, and hopefully Capella does return after the All-Star break. I do find normally that around this time of the year, a lot of players do just miss, you know, instead of where the games might have been one or two games they missed, they stretch that out because we are close to that All-Star break, and it's like, okay, just sit down till the All-Star break, and you'll see a lot of players come back after that All-Star break. So hopefully, you know, the second half of this next week, my team does look a bit healthy. I don't think I have any really long-term injuries in there, just a few players who are a bit banged up. So,
Yeah, the Capella one, I guess, is a bit, I don't know, we haven't heard too much about it. It doesn't sound like it's too serious. Giannis, he's just always probable or questionable, yeah, much like LeBron and Anthony Davis. But no, I don't think there's anything significant there. Something that's interesting, though, if, as you said, we've got two matchups left, 3 weeks, but two matchups. If we were to take the teams out now and say, okay, playoffs start tomorrow, you're actually against watch the boxers in the first round of the playoffs. And you've just said that he's sort of a bit of a bogey team.
Yeah. Or
could be interesting. Could be a tight battle, and we'll see if you've learnt from your mistakes maybe in the first two matchups.
Yeah, well, I definitely wasn't doing all within my power to get the win. I've sort of been sitting around. I did make one move. I added a Chris Dunn and dropped a KCP just for those defensive stats and things there for certain matchups. I think he can be useful. He can rack them up on any given day. And KCP's value to my team was really only those steals anyway. And I just think that Dunn is more capable of popping for those 3, 4, 5 steal kind of nights than a KCP where he normally pops up for sort of 1 to 2 every night. But other than that, I've sort of just been keeping going with the same team. And even when the trade deadline came and went, there wasn't really in our league available that I saw that were really big winners that were available. Some people jumped on players like, Marcus Sasser. I got a huge bid on him this week, which was pretty interesting to see. Trey Mann got a big bid as well. But for my team, in terms of what I'm looking for, I don't know if I value those players all too much. So I have been just sitting pretty comfortable. Were there any guys that you considered this week after the trade deadline really splashing your cash on trying to get them into your squad?
Not really, no. I don't think I made any move. Well, I picked up Cason Wallace today just because I was trying to get steals, and then he played 9 minutes and did nothing. So I'll be dropping him and just picking someone else up. Not really. I think it's going to be tough for me to make the playoffs now with only two matchups to go, and B-Dub and Noah, who are the two teams above me, actually play each other, as you told me earlier in the final round. So that's tough because one of them is going to win.
You need to jump both. So yeah.
Yeah. So unless I can somehow, maybe I'll message B-Dub and tell him to fall on his sword for me and just let me win 8-1 or something. But it's going to be hard, which is disappointing because I still really like my roster. A few bumps in the road early in the season. I feel like the last 4 to 6 weeks I've been right up there. Like I beat Drew Dinkmeyer and had 3 or 4 wins in a row. So yeah, it's disappointing. And I have enjoyed the Onyeka Okongwu experience. You threw him in that trade.
He's always been better than Brook Lopez in recent times. So you're welcome for that.
So that's been a nice little bonus. It obviously won't get me into the playoffs, but he's been fun. It'll be interesting to see whether he continues to start once Capella is back, because they have looked good the last week.
No deals at the trade deadline for the Hawks either. So
So I know Josh Lloyd has gone on the record sort of saying that he thinks that Okongwu might start. He wouldn't be surprised if that continues. So we won't know. I don't think Capella's out till All-Star break. I'm pretty sure.
I expect so.
So we won't know for another, 2 week, week and a half, whatever. So, something to monitor in Atlanta to see whether Okongwu is finally given that starting job.
Yeah, well, they've gone, what are they, 1, 2, 3, 4 out of their last 6 have been Ws, and that's with him playing those decent 27-plus minutes. So That's obviously a better record and better sort of, I guess, win percentage than what they had prior to that. So, look, I can definitely see it. I predicted at the start of the season that this would be the year that Okongwu grabs the starting job, whether that be by trade or he just outplays him, and this injury might open that door. Now, again, I've got Clint Capella. I've got players like Derek Lively sitting there, so a couple of guys.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is that, look, there's some risk that they fall down, but even in a limited role, you know, Capella can give me decent stats in low 20s in minutes. So we'll have to see and where that shapes out. We'll have a look at, so like you said, if the playoffs started today, it is interesting to note that Drew Dinkmeyer did drop down to third as this last week went. So he's been sitting at second for most of the season, but Rhett now sits in second with an even record, but recent play has Rhett going above. So Rhett gets that week off as it stands right now. Drew would verse B-Dub, and then I would verse Mike Catron. So, very, very interesting. Look, I don't know if I love that matchup. I don't know if I'd prefer to. I think of all those top sixes, I feel most confident going up against Rhett and maybe B-Dub. But the other three, I still think, just because my blocks have been troubling recently, a few that category is a much closer for those guys. Whereas, you know, Rhett, he's a punt blocks team, so I can comfortably get him there and focus my categories in other areas. So, but we'll see. Lots still to play out, obviously. And we will see how it all shapes out. But like I said, I'm still kind of just cruising. The sixth team in the standings is 23 games behind. So I'm still five games clear of the playoff cutoff. So I think, barring a catastrophic collapse, I should be able to get into the playoffs, which is the aim of the game. So I am thinking with the playoffs in mind from, well, basically the last few weeks, but absolutely from now on. So, yeah.
We'll if just looking through, because you said you struggled in blocks this week, and so I'm just pulled up Mike Catron's roster here, and there's really no reason that you shouldn't beat him in blocks. So I was just looking at the outliers for this week, and DeAndre Ayton had a three-block game and a two-block game. Well, that's a miracle. And Precious Achiuwa as well. So like, he's been playing well, playing big minutes, but in 3 weeks when you potentially face Mike, they might have Randall back. Hartenstein will hopefully be there. Ananobi could be back. So Achiuwa could be playing 15 minutes off the bench by that time. So
yeah, and I think all those little ones, like two blocks from Franz Wagner, I got a block from Levert, two blocks from Dylan Brooks, two blocks from Clay Thompson. Al Horford had four blocks. Just like all those little ones add up throughout the week, whereas that just didn't really happen for me. So frustrating, but I'm not going to make any panic moves is, I think, the story. And I would encourage people who are in my position as well watching this, if you are in my situation where you know, you are relatively assured a playoff spot and you know, you have these results not go your way against someone that you may come up to in the playoffs is look at, okay, how likely is this to repeat again if we ran it back another week? And if the answer is very likely, well then, yes, start to look at some changes. But if the answer is, okay, look, it's a bit of unluck, bit of, you know, flip of the coin kind of action, then I don't think it's necessary to go out and completely sort of shuffle the cards too much.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting time of the season now because where most leagues are two, three matchups away from the playoffs. So teams that are sitting sort of in that seventh spot, seventh to fourth, still in danger of missing out. Teams that are outside and trying to get in, there could be some panic moves based on weekly matchups. So in one of my leagues this week where I should win assists every week, and I usually do, I lost assists. Without going and digging into it, I might go, what's going on here? I need to get some more assist guys onto my team, so I might drop someone who I don't really need to drop to pick up when, in fact, I don't need that. I just had a bad week, and a couple of guys who underperformed my opponent had two guys that just played out of their mind. So, yeah, just don't panic. Go and look at your standings, look at your season stats and all that sort of thing. But on the flip side, just keep an eye on your waiver wire because players will, like Mike Conley was dropped in one of my leagues. And I would assume that was a panic move by someone who got annoyed that he was only scoring 8 points a game. But he's getting double-digit assists almost. He's getting you 1.2 steals. He's hitting his free throws. He's hitting three. So I put a bid on him and snapped him up straight away because I think he's still a top 80 player this season or something.
Yeah, he still definitely has value. And like you said, if that impatience can be to someone else's downfall, you make sure you make the most of that and capitalize on that because just because something happens one week doesn't mean it's going to repeat itself. Still got to try and play those odds and those averages and try and do the best you can to... You know, take the highest percentage outcome and use that as your base of projections rather than the most recent evidence, because that's not always what's going to happen the next week. Yeah. What are your plans and strategy for this week moving forward? Now, obviously, we've got the extended week. Now, if I look at my team just with my quick start, I've got 60 players playing or 60 games playing this week. So, obviously, we have a 40-game cap.
You might find the cap is bigger this matchup.
Is it for our league? I should be across that because
may bump up to 5 or 6 per position instead of 4.
Let's double check that, shall we? Let's go to the next week. I've got it on the screen here. It still says 4 when I look at the fan track system. So
Confirm that with the commissioner. Yeah, I'll have to check that. I thought maybe it would go up. But, yeah, look, if it's not, it's going to be a tough fortnight or tough matchup for everyone because there's going to have to be decisions made regarding who to bench and who to play. I'm against – who was I against? We did look. I don't even remember.
I think we did. Who? Let's have a look here. I'll bring you up. You're up against B-Dub. That's right, the Aussie That's showdown.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so – Yeah, look, I'm just going to have to lean into my strengths, hope to get lucky. My only chance of making the playoffs here is if I can beat him 6-3, but then I probably wouldn't even jump ahead of him, would I have? Yeah, so, I mean, he's 3.5 games ahead of me, so even then. And whoever's playing Noah, who's playing Noah this week?
Let's have a look who's playing Noah. I feel like it was someone decent. So, yeah. Oh, Mike Barner. Yeah. So that's a middle of the pack sort of matchup.
I'd need sort of both of them. I'd need to beat B-Dub 6 or 7. I'd need Noah to lose 7-2 or something. And in theory, I'd need to jump ahead of both of them.
Yeah.
And then hope that they battle out a draw in the last round and I can win. So I guess mathematically it's still possible.
It's not mathematically ruled out, but it's probability is low.
It is. So I'm going to have to sort of just dominate my categories that I usually do and then hope for assists and steals to go my way. And maybe he can get some injuries or, not that I'd wish an injury on anyone, but a couple of short-term things. I mean, Luca, maybe he misses a couple of games. Zion, Cengun's out at the moment.
Rest up for the All-Star weekend, you know. Let's just kick your feet up, boys.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. I'm at that point now where I just need to to probably take some risks and see what happens. So, and for you, I guess you're just still consolidating. I'm still consolidating.
I obviously, we're going to have some questions on who to start, who to bench this week. So that'll come into play in terms of where I think I can win. I think I can easily get him in the blocks category, the field goal percentage category, the rebound. So they're pretty much locked away for me. I've got three wins, I think, there already. He's going to dominate me in free throw percentage, three-pointers, and turnovers. It'll come down to points, assists, and steals. So on the season stat total, he's got 4 points, so, and I've got 3 points when it comes to points. So that's going to be an interesting one. Assists, he is second best in the league. I am fourth best. And steals, I am the best. He is the fifth best. So steals, again, they can be fluctuating every week, but that's maybe an edge in my favor. Assist, maybe an edge in his favor. So yeah, the points category will be a big one. More recently, I've been scoring a lot better. So I think, if I can keep going on, I'm going to throw the turnovers out of the window and just sort of try and bank on the fact that I can get him in that scoring category and my big man stats, defensive stats. So that's sort of how I'll play it this week in terms of my start-sit decisions. But like you said, not going to really, you know, be scouring the waiver wire too closely for any streamings. I'm not really going to use anyone that I pick up, I wouldn't have assumed. So still with that playoff focus in mind.
Yeah, and I was just looking through the stats here, and B-Dub and I are actually both very bad at free throws. I'm the second worst team. He's the third worst, and I shoot 76.2. He shoots 76.6. So okay. Maybe if when I'm starting making some of those decisions, I might sit someone like an Andre Drummond and play someone over him who's going to hit like 80% or 78% as opposed to 60. So, yeah, that might factor in. That might be a category that I can somehow sneak, which could prove crucial. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of those categories you're not normally looking out for, but in a matchup such as that you do start to target. So I reckon that'll do for us today, guys. Make sure, again, if you are enjoying these podcasts, drop a big thumbs up down on the video below. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The weekly preview shows will be back after the All-Star break. We'll be going back into those and previewing the weeks ahead for streaming and planning just in time for us to get ready for fantasy basketball playoffs. Adam, let us know what you got going over at Fantasy Basketball International. What's on the docket for the podcast, YouTube channel, and everything else you got going on over there?
Usual shows. So tomorrow I'll be on. Well, Noah Rubin will be on with me if I let him. just looking at the week ahead. Usual Thursday show with Matty G. And who have we got on this week? I think we might have Skitty on this week with us, so a couple of beers and talking some NBA. Saturday show or Friday show, actually Saturday my time, with Mike Fiddle. And I think I'm going to have a little bonus episode this week with a special guest. We're going to be talking about late season punt trade targets. So if you're in the playoffs and you're trying to or looking to consolidate your roster and narrow your focus onto six categories, we're going to just talk about some trade targets, so players that you could target in trades who might be able to help you in specific builds. So it's something that I like to do at this time of year, so I just thought I'd do a show on it for anyone else that might like to consider that strategy.
Absolutely. I think that's a great topic. So definitely look out for that one, guys. Go and subscribe and follow Fantasy Basketball International on YouTube and all the podcast platforms. Follow Adam King on Twitter. Did you get your 10,000 followers on Twitter? Have you gotten that yet?
I did.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, well, I did. I noticed it because I don't check it that often, but I happened to look at it and saw that I was pretty close. So I thought I'd, just pop that in there and filled it up. In a few hours, so it was good. Yeah, it's
well, let's get the man to 11,000. So go over and give him a follow, he drops some nuggets of gold every week. So do that one, guys. Give us a follow at Ball Boys Fantasy. Make sure you like and subscribe, and we will catch you guys next time after the All-Star break, where we'll break down the results of the next one and get back onto those weekly previews. See yous.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.